We owe nothing to ourselves, for forgiveness of sins, acceptance, and ineffable glory are granted to us by Him. He encourages them not only from the things to come, but even from those currently present. Think about it. He said, "We will be resurrected, proceeding towards immortality, and have an everlasting home." But since current realities are more convincing than future ones, especially for those who do not fully believe in these, he shows the immense things they have already received and what they truly are. So, what have they received and what have they become? All were spiritually dead, for he claims all were spiritually dead, and he died for all. He loved everyone equally. All were deeply rooted and aged in their vices, but now we experience a new soul. For it was purified, and a new body, and a new form of worship, and new promises, and a new covenant, and life, and food, a new attire, and all things are indeed completely new. In place of the earthly Jerusalem, we have received the heavenly Mother City, and instead of a physical temple, we have now a spiritual one. Rather than stone tablets, we have ones of flesh, and instead of circumcision, we now have baptism. In place of manna, we have the body of God. Instead of water from a rock, we have blood from his side. In place of Moses's or Aaron's rod, we now have the cross. Instead of the promised land, we have the kingdom of heaven. In place of 1,000 priests, we have one high priest. Instead of an irrational lamb, we now have a spiritual lamb. Considering these and similar elements, he said, "All things are new." But this all is from God through Christ and his free gift. This is why he also included